Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, and thank you to the Academy of Podcasters for awarding this show the top honor in the religion and spirituality category for 2017. And thank you to my listeners who wrote in suggestions for which episode to submit to them. We went with A Waterfall of a New You, and the Meditation Minis Podcast won the entire category. It's actually really amazing the number of completely independent podcasts that won this year. A lot of the shows out there have entire networks and resources and multiple people working on them. This show, as well as some of the other winners, do not have that. I literally create this show on my MacBook with an Audio Technica ATR2100 microphone. And half the time I create this show in my living room, another half of the time I create it in my closet. I kind of make it happen wherever it needs to happen that particular week. Thank you, everybody, for listening, downloading, rating, and reviewing the podcast. If it weren't for you, I would not still be doing this show. This past summer, I had the opportunity to do some emotional intelligence leadership trainings actually here in Columbus, Ohio, where I live. I've done other stuff kind of like this. I've done a lot of the Tony Robbins things and some other leadership trainings. But the discovery and breakthrough workshops that I did here in Columbus are actually some of the best things I've ever done. And I don't remember if it was in the discovery workshop or the breakthrough workshop where they talk a lot about how the environment around you that you're creating actually creates your results. So if you're creating an environment of negative thinking, you're going to get results in alignment with that. If you're creating an environment of anxiety, you're going to get results like that. One of the metaphors that they give in the training is that if you want tropical flowers, you want to grow them in tropical places, right? They don't grow in deserts. If you want to grow cacti, then you would want to create an environment that is conducive to cacti. So what I'd like to concentrate on today would be this idea that if your life were a garden, what would you be creating? And there's lots of different gardens that we can choose, and there's no right or wrong answer there. But to become more clear about what you're choosing to create, rather than just letting it occur haphazardly and maybe then not getting the results that you want out of life with romance, with finance, with being the kind of person that you want to be and show up and embody in the world. So with that, go ahead and close your eyes. Take those first deep breaths as we begin to explore the idea of what kind of garden you would like to create. Turning your attention inward, drifting down, and letting go. Imagine finding yourself barefoot, with your feet in soft, dark dirt, a place that has already been tilled and prepared. And you're looking down at your feet, there in the dark, soft earth. And now thinking back to the time before when you were sitting at the table in the kitchen perhaps, or at your desk, contemplating the garden that you were planning to plant. Maybe you have been dreaming of an herb garden that's planted in the hot sun with all of those different smells and flavors and things that can be used. Or maybe as you sat in your mind planning at your desk or at the table, the garden that would be the garden to make you the happiest. You dreamt of a beautiful woodland garden with delicate little flowers in the shade of the trees. And there's no right answers, there's no wrong answers. You get to choose for you. And even if you choose a wildflower garden, that's fine too. As you consider the results that you want to create in your life, for you, by you, relaxing a little more as you consider the garden that you would choose to create, planning it, seeing it, choosing it, and then returning to your feet there in the dirt as you have already tilled the soil and now it's time to plant the seeds, to create, to be. And like any garden, it takes some time. It takes some care. As you show up and put in the work and then stay out of the results. Because you know if you keep digging seeds up, they don't grow very well. And so you plant them and let it go. Intend to the things that can be tended to while trusting that the seeds and plants will grow. Because you've planned accordingly, you've planted them in just the right soil, in just the right amount of light to care for their needs, this garden of your life. And if there's some areas in your life that need some weeding that you haven't been attending to, then go ahead. You can do that now. As you breathe and be. And your garden begins to grow and mature, and seasons come and seasons go, and you continue to tend to your creation. Now moving forward in time and see your garden 5 years from now as you have focused your attention on it more than ever before while at the same time letting the garden grow. It's an interesting balance. It's an interesting flow. But as you look around, enjoy and appreciate now the efforts, the actions, the moments of letting go. This is your life, your garden, and each and every day you choose and re-choose what you want to create for you and those that you care for too. A beautiful garden of your own making. Each and every day, creating the environment that allows the results to grow and bloom in you. Thank you. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis Podcast. If you would like more information about that discovery and breakthrough workshop that I attended this summer, write me, shel@shelhamilton.com, and maybe you'll decide you want to do it, and you can come to Columbus, and we can grab dinner. Thank you for being a Meditation Minis Podcast listener, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.